Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Seeing Groats in the hallway, I was a little surprised. And I was like, wait, you came all the way back from Hallis Hall just to hang out with us? Because ordinarily when that happens, Groats is going to be on air. But we've got a Cubs game and BBM's got a Bulls game.
Yeah, there's a lot going on tonight.
But then I realized, oh, this is just on his way home.
He lives very, very close to here.
I was in no man's land as well. Oftentimes I will do my reports out at Hallis Hall because I also don't have the time to make it back to downtown Chicago from Lake Forest, obviously. And this time
it's a crapshoot,
like,
man.
We had just recorded the Take the North podcast, Dan Weider and I did, and I was like, oh, I'm in no man's land here. It's 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I think that, like, 2 hours is what you got to start with. I felt comfortable with a potential two-hour trip, which was only an hour, and that, Lawrence Holmes, is why I am here in the studio with you gentlemen today.
Speaking of the Take the North podcast, you guys, Mark Grody and Dan Weider, are going to be live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Space on the 17th of April, and listeners will be giving away a couple pairs of tickets to see that podcast live. That's going to be pretty cool.
It's never been done live, so looking forward to performing for
Screw
the people.
It. We'll do it live! One could say that their show that day will be on the clock.
Ooh.
You could say that. I wouldn't say that myself.
Shane still won't say it.
No. Stupid.
One
stupid
could say
ass
it.
Name for a show.
Only a couple more shows left, man. We're getting close.
Thank God. Yeah. It should have been one, but 30 seconds.
I'm just glad you put in that L. I mean, because that was a worse title.
It's very important.
That was a worse title the first time around.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, we get to do the show live. And also, it will be that same day. That is the next time, the 17th, that the Bears will allow the media back in the building.
Ooh.
We'll get to speak to coordinators. We'll get to speak to assistants, which will be sick.
Yeah, because you haven't had the chance really to talk to these guys yet.
Good. So we got to see what.
It's going to be juicy.
Oh, where did that come from?
Just a stray.
How about Emma? I don't know if you noticed this. Tanny and I both noticed this.
What's that?
Emma got the point today from Caleb. Like, people were trying to talk over Emma.
Yeah.
Caleb pointed and was like, no, your question.
Yeah, he did.
That's tremendous.
And let me tell you something.
That's respect.
It's also very real. Like, people in the media room take that seriously, winning those battles. And if you have a bad day in there, like, you get just battered around by somebody. Like, sometimes we walk out of there with our heads hung low. Emma, you know how he walks. He kind of is a walks-on-his-toes guy to begin with.
Mm. He floats.
He's very happy with his walk already. He wants to see you. He wants to give you a hug. Here comes Emma marching in there talking about who had a good day and who had a bad day, because he had a good day.
That's right.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
Yes, and he decided too that he said that Larry Mayer had a bad day today.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I heard
that. You
come
at the king, you best be ready.
And we've all had bad days, Larry. Trust me.
I heard that. I heard a couple people getting in Larry's way. And they overrode him.
Yes, which, including Emma.
Yes.
Emma did that. Have a little respect, Emma.
For a veteran like Larry Mayer, who has been through the wars, man. He has been.
Oh, yeah.
He has been through it for a long time.
This is ridiculous. It's the 5 o'clock hour, the number 3 market in America. Well, the Bears players talked about Ben Johnson. And you guys, stop, you circus animals. Well, move on to the good stuff, Groats.
Wait a minute.
What about Potsy? He wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want us to do some Bengals coverage there, Speaks? You going for?
You guys know that Ben Johnson, the work that he did in Detroit was with Jared Goff, with the offense that he was a big part of making better. The quarterback played under center. That was part of the success that they had there. This is going to be new for Caleb Williams, because that is what Ben Johnson is going to attempt to impose here on Caleb Williams, at least experiment with it, see if he's comfortable with it. Last year, Caleb Williams was only under center 16.1% of the time, or if you'd like, only 90 of his pass attempts, again, under center. So it was a good question to ask Caleb Williams here, day one, phase one, as they call it, about being under center and what that whole process is going to entail.
It's the whole thing. It's working, getting up to the line, you know, and it's like visualizing, like getting up to the line, saying the cadence, being under center, you know, controlling those things, going over the routes, concepts, the footwork in your head in the off season, so that, you know, when those times hit and, excuse me, it's fourth quarter and, you know, you can't think about those things and you can't focus on those things. It's second nature, second habit, first nature, first habit of doing that and getting under there and, you know, going through the cadence, going through the huddle sequence, getting up to the line, making checks if needed or anything like that. So I'm just practicing those things now, visualizing those things now and building on those.
Do you get a sense for how Ben is going to push you out of your comfort zone as a coach?
Yeah. I mean, today we had our first quiz as a QB room, and it's not like a real quiz where you go up and write stuff. It's just us. We went over a few things yesterday, talked about a few things, and, you know, Ben, you know, walked in, you know, this morning, flung open the door, you know, made a grand entrance, and then we got to work of you know, him testing us about what we talked about yesterday and things like that. So already first day in and challenging us, and, you know, everybody loves a challenge in this sport. It's one of the, you know, the great things about the sport. Every day is a challenge, and you know, today, you know, we got our first one.
Flung open the door and made a grand entrance. I love picturing that from Ben Johnson.
You think it's like Kramer?
Hello!
Yeah. Like, Weider and I kind of thought like a Western, where you bang through those little doors and swing through.
Seinfeld reference.
Mm-hmm. It's like a High Noon. Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. It's actually High Noon! That's right.
There it is. You know, he's got to learn how to do it so it can be in the arsenal. And then we'll see how comfortable he is. But I think Ben Johnson has done a really nice job of explaining, Lawrence, like, why it matters. Because that extra second and a half that you get as you're backing up from under center might be the difference in the linebackers coming up enough that you can get a chunk play over the top of them.
Also, shout out to Arsenal, who kicked the snot out of Real Madrid today. Go Gunners. Yes, you are correct about that.
Nice, by the way.
You're correct about that. Like, all of that stuff that Caleb has to learn and him getting used to a different way that offensive football is going to be coached. It's everything. It's the biggest story at Halas Hall.
Well, and the under center stuff, it is too. I know we're talking about discomfort and things are going to be hard. That is to improve his comfort as well. It is to improve the play action game overall. So it's a huge thing, and Ben Johnson will show plenty of plays from the Detroit days on how exactly it all works and why it works so well. Let's move on to your guy, our guy. That is Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson talked about early on in his presser today about wanting the Bears not only to win, but win in a certain way. So I followed up with him about that. So
what does that look like? What's the message there?
Would you rather win by 7 points or 70?
17.
So, I mean, for us, that's what...
Team's out.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you get in the fight, you just don't want to barely win the fight. You want to whoop the guy in front of you. So, I mean, that's what the mentality is for us. It's not just about barely winning or barely getting by, but dominating. And I think for us, that's the mindset that we need to have. And it's not just about trying to just get better and take the next step and just win more games than we won last year. It's about, to me, changing in your mentality and how you go about attacking things. And I feel like as a unit, if we can go in with that confidence, that mentality that we're going to go and blow the team out in front of us and that they can't mess with us, then I feel like a lot of times that willpower will get you there.
Jalen Johnson on the attitude that it's going to take this time around.
So wait, I need some little detective work here. The question was, would you rather win by 7 or 70, right?
Correct.
And then you
what
said...
What does it look like? What's the message there?
Would you rather win by 7 points or 70?
17.
And you said 17.
I've been waiting.
Those are not the choices.
I was like, I'm not going to advertise this. I'm going to wait and see if somebody notices. And you, Lawrence, you win the prize. You're the only one who has noticed that.
Because
so
you can't
far.
Win by 70 in the NFL. I understand.
But I said 17. Because sometimes, honestly, like.
She's only 17.
It shouldn't happen, but
hell yeah.
Sometimes reporters like me are caught off guard when you get the question from the player. Now, I should know that with Jalen Johnson because I've had it tons of times, but I didn't listen closely. 17 years, I'm like, 17.
No. Yeah.
And
I'd rather win by 17 is very specific.
Yeah, I thought he said 17.
Hey, it's almost like you have money on the game. I really need the Bears to win by 17.
I laid 16 and a half.
Yeah.
So what does that look like? What's the message there?
Would you rather win by 7 points or 70?
17.
Goofy. Freaking goofy, man.
Baked potato. Baked potato.
That's my insecure voice. There it is. Now you know my insecure voice.
Oh, we know it. We've known it for years, Mark.
I know.
Hey, can we hear this from Jalen? Because this has been a big story for a few years. Like, he's wanted to follow number one wide receivers around the field. And we've talked about it many times with him through the years, and he never got his chance. Now, under Dennis Allen, sounds like he might.
Jalen, how about style of play? You've played in a couple different styles of defense here. What have you been able to see, watch, or how do you feel like this would suit your skill set?
You lock up the number one guy, number one on number one. So, I mean, for me, that's what I'm looking forward to doing. That's what I look forward for the most. That's what I train for. That's what I work hard for. So, I mean, for me, it's just going to be about that, being ready to go out there and lock up, challenge guys, make things hard on the offense, mess up timing, and then shoot the dogs up front, they got to eat. So, I mean, everybody just do what they do best. Dogs eat, and then the guys on the back end we cover.
Jalen, along those lines.
I expect to, yeah.
Jalen, along those lines, Dennis Allen historically played more man coverage than you guys have played around here.
For sure.
Are you looking forward to playing a little bit more man than maybe you have in the past?
Yeah, that's what I feel like I'm best at.
Higher volume of man coverage. Do you have a sense yet for what DA demands of the corners in this defense?
Meaning what? Or pertaining to what?
He wants you guys to stress, whether it's being more physical, whether it's...
I would say technique and consistency. So, I mean, that's it. Because, I mean, with a lot of repetitions, that's something you better be really good at it. So, I think just being good down after down, it takes consistency, takes being in shape, takes a certain level of mental and physical strength. So, I mean, I know what it looks like personally playing the position almost my whole life, but
I think just being prepared for that mentally and physically.
Man, that's hot. He's going to get to play the style he wants, more man-to-man, more press, and get to travel on the best wide receivers. He's going to relish that challenge.
These are all the things that I think a lot of us, when we look at him, say there's no doubt that he could be good at it, because we've seen him in those situations where the Bears have been in man, him do a job and them throw away from him. I think that the two guys that you're expecting to start at corner, this fits exactly who they are from a football personality standpoint.
I agree with you. And Dennis Allen likes corners that cover and cover tight. And this could be a very, very fun thing. And another way for fans to understand how different this defense is than Matt Eberflus's.
Here's the thing, though, man. Jalen Johnson had expressed some of that cynicism when he was asked about Ben Johnson. This is his sixth season, Jalen Johnson. He said this is his third head coach. He's now on his fifth defensive coordinator, which means he's on his fifth defensive staff. So I mean, he has sounded very optimistic before about defensive coordinators that have been here.
He knows the drill.
He knows the drill. So it's going to be interesting. But that was just a big part of the Jalen Johnson day. Let me move on now to
Tremaine Edmonds.
Yeah, Tremaine Edmonds.
Do you know what season of football he's going into?
He's
26 years old.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? He played 4 years in Buffalo. This is his third year with the Bears, so this will be his seventh season. Yes.
His eighth season.
Eighth season. Oh, he got the 1 year in Buffalo and then to the Bears. Okay, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
26. He's just going to keep being 26, too.
Yep.
Tremaine Edmonds on the message from the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen.
Yeah, I think it was very direct. Understanding where we at as a football team, understanding, you know, how we're going to get there. You know what I mean? Obviously, the message is the message. Like, we want to win. We want to win now. And I think saying that and being blunt with it is what we needed to hear, because that's our mindset going into, especially the guys that's been here. Like, we want to win, and we got the pieces to win. And I think knowing that the coaches understand that coming in, it's not like we're going to take the back seat. It's like, nah, like, this is what we got. Now let's put the plan to action. So, it's all about the work, you know what I mean? I can tell, you know, just by his energy, his passion, the way he communicated his words, you know what I mean? The tone in which he communicated is all geared towards, now, like, we want this to happen right now, you know what I mean? It don't have to, like, we're not waiting for anything. Like, let's get this thing, let's hit the ground running. And that's what the message is, and you know what I mean? That's what we receive as players. And more than all, like, that's what I receive as a player. And, you know, it brings excitement because, I mean, we all excited, you know what I mean? And not just that, but It's all about belief, you know what I mean? Belief that we can win now, belief that, you know, we could be special right now.
Matt Eberflus is a good defensive coordinator. Terrible head coach, but good defensive coordinator. Dennis Allen is a better one, and he's a more aggressive one. I'm looking forward to see what he can do with the same talent. Really am.
Me too, and with the additions that they've made as well.
Absolutely. But, I mean, guys like Tremaine and TJ, those are really good veterans, smart, malleable linebackers. I look forward to seeing how Dennis Allen uses them.
The final cut I have for you gentlemen today is the Bears right tackle Darnell Wright, and he was asked first about Penei Sewell and kind of the comping Darnell Wright's game to his game. Can you get to that point? So there was some good talk about that, then leading into the question if there's been any internal discussion about potentially moving you, Darnell Wright, to left tackle.
Well, they said I was going to quarterback, but no, you know, we're really just training right now, just putting the groundwork in. So there's really no talk.
Can you throw like Penei Sewell?
I don't know. I don't have a really good arm. I don't know. I'll probably just take off.
When you say Ben's made of the right stuff, how so?
Like, you know, he just little glimpses. Obviously, we're not in full training camp or nothing like that, but just when he's talking, you can see how he gets fired up. He gets, you know, a lot of passion, and I think that's contagious. So,
man, quarterback. So he's joking. Are we gonna need that? Not that he's gonna throw the ball.
I think that we might need it because he might throw the ball because he's Penei Sewell.
Well, exactly. That's why I set it up with the Penei Sewell, because Penei Sewell tried to throw a pass against the Bears and blew it. blew it pretty bad.
Any chance he does play left tackle? You think that's
any
possibility?
So. I don't think so. I mean, he did play 13 games at left tackle in college in 2021.
Has anyone said anything about Braxton Jones and his health?
No, that has yet to come up. I think that Ryan Poles said that he looks like he'll be okay for camp, but we don't have an exact answer on Braxton Jones right now. But I do think they've talked about the possibility of competition at left tackle. They've been pretty steadfast in that. They say Karan Amagaji. That doesn't seem realistic to me to think that he would surpass Braxton Jones, and maybe they draft somebody that could potentially compete at left tackle as well.
Boy, it's gonna be very, very interesting. Do you have nuggets or tidbits, Groats?
I do. Oh. It does feel nice.
It really does.
Yes.
I realized, by the way, this is a Bears hit. Two words. Yeah. The other Bears hit, or the other way that you could put those letters together that you don't want to do, would also be two words. I realized that today. Isn't it true? It's a matter of where you put the break.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bears hit.
So now you're finally getting this bit that I've been doing.
Well, I don't know that I get it. I don't know because it'd be two words if you did bear and then put the break there. It's still two words.
Right.
So...
Are the Bulls one word these days or two words?
Bulls hit?
Yeah.
See that? Now that.
Now these days.
That's one word or two. That's a big
two
deal.
Words.
Could be one word.
These days, two words.
Two words these days.
Bulls hit.
That's the answer. That's why I asked.
But.
I just made the appeal down the third base. Okay.
Oh, that's it. Words. Right. So the joke was because it used to be about Bulls hit. And now it's about the Bears hit. And that's an extra level that I had forgotten. Okay. All right, I'm an idiot.
And you blew it.
I really did.
You're like the only guy who's been here long enough to really understand the bit.
Been going on for decades.
Here's the thing.
Do you have enough water today, Speed?
Yeah, the bull. I need another one. I almost drank this, which is hand sanitizer.
Don't do that.
So, but the thing about
delicious.
The Bulls hit. It's hard to remember a time when the Bulls deserved and got hits. You know,
that's a good point too.
That joke comes from the Jordan era Bulls.
Oh my God! Yes, because there would be actual. Bulls hits. And nobody ever thought about combining the two words then. Now.
Not then.
Starting in 1999, it became one word, kids.
They were still doing Bulls hits with Curry and Chandler, that's when it became one word.
Oh, man.
All right.
Jamal Crawford, don't leave him out, man.
Glad we did
don't
this.
Don't leave out Jamal Crawford. The Bears signed a cornerback, Speaks. Nashawn Wright, third round pick of the Cowboys in 2021, 33 games in four seasons, backup, special teams. That's what that's looking like. There is a fresh episode of Take the North up and running right now if you need more of this Bearsness. And guys, I may need to go back and listen to the audio. I don't know if you noticed this or not. Caleb Williams, for the first time ever, while addressing Bears media, did not do his usual "the Bears" on his way out.
Interesting.
Which he has done every single time ever he has spoken to the media, and he did not do it. I promise you, I will ask him about this. Maybe not in front of the entire media.
Stop. Let him off the hook. Yeah. He doesn't have to do it anymore.
No.
I was wondering how long he's going to commit to this.
Tang,
it makes you uncomfortable.
You're missing the opportunity for a 5,000-word think piece on this. Like, ooh. Why is he not doing it? Who asked him to stop? Is this Ben Johnson putting his foot down and trying to get him to fall in line as opposed to...
No.
I know.
Okay. Bears.
Oh, I was making sure you weren't serious.
Yeah, I was not.
Okay.
I was not.
Wait, why do you have a problem with it, Tanny?
Well, especially after, like, you know, I understand, like, if you're going to do it after a tough loss, you're doing it no matter what every time.
Oh, I see where you're coming from.
No, but just, like, the fact that this kid has to commit to doing that,
yeah.
He's locked himself into doing it. Like, when I don't think you shouldn't have to do it. Like, why?
Bears,
stop.
Bears
it's okay.
Did he do it? Did he do it after the Washington game?
That's what I'm
saying. How about after the Packers
That's what I'm saying. He did it every time. Like
an adult coaches the team now. We're doing serious things now.
Yeah.
It's actual football.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The think piece is writing itself.
Goodfellas, the DeBears.
I will say that.
You have supported your case well, by the way.
Tanny, I would love to hear all 17 of them. That'd be amazing.
No, it's not just 17,
Speaks. It's like hundreds.
Plus all the times he spoke during the week.
Oh, God.
You think it was like the seventh loss in a row where he was like, I got to get out of this next year. I got to get out of this, man.
That's certainly when I felt it. Yeah.
I think the reflex is going to happen, though, when when they win a big game, that's coming back.
It's going to kick in.
Oh, but you know what? He probably also was told, you know what? People will forget about it. They won't remember.
That was like a tiger.
Ha, the claw?
Yeah.
What does a bear sound like?
I don't know.
That's football,
it's
mister.
What it is. Isn't that more of a bear? Yeah.
Dick Durant. That's
what a bear sounds like.
Beautiful.
That's what a bear sounds like.
It sounds like Moby Dick. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
That's exactly right.
I got to go. That's
right.
It.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Bears.
Dick Durant.
That's right.
When we come back, something we need to whiteboard for the listener. Because something that was said yesterday, and I think there were a couple people who went, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Casey Johnson shared something with us that you should know as the Bulls continue their march towards the number 8 spot in the Eastern Conference that could theoretically turn into them being the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
We're here for a couple extra minutes. Cubs pregame at 6:05. We got a north side south side convergence to get to later on as well.
It's next on The Score.
And the last thing, the most important piece, is we're going to take the north and never give it back.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.